This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Kate Hanai, Executive Director of FlyersRights.org. She is among the many people in this country who have been trapped on an airliner on the tarmac for hours on end without any sort of relief or being allowed to deplane. She is now an advocate for an airline passenger's Bill of Rights, and that movement has gotten some more steam following an incident in Minnesota. And Kate, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much.
Well, the issue was on a Continental Airlines flight coming into Minneapolis-St. Paul, got diverted to Rochester for weather reasons, and then people spent 9 hours on the ground with no food or working toilets. What does this episode say to you?
If you have seen the pictures of the tininess of this jet, and you know the circumstances of that night, that there was another jet with another airline diverted that was taken to a gate, they did let their passengers off, and they did get them a bus, you realize it is an airline decision. It is not a federally, they had nothing to do with federal regulations. It had nothing to do with TSA. It was a domestic flight. All of the reasons that they gave were not being honest about, that they simply decided to keep that plane out there on the tarmac until they could fly another crew in to take them to the Twin Cities.
What reason do they give for that? I know in some circumstances, when it's the holiday season and whatever, the gates are often occupied and they're on schedule. This was a middle of the night thing where you would imagine some gates would have been free.
They were free. They could see the free gates. And apparently, according to Rhonda Wilmer, who's the second victim to come forward, there are some photographs that people took, so I'm awaiting those. But apparently, there were many gates available. Northwest Airlines diverted a plane and took it right to a gate. But they do have to pay about $100 to use another airline's gate. Now, that said, they ought to have. And to hold these people is, as far as I'm concerned, false imprisonment and negligent, and defies anything that we thought constitutionally that we had the rights to in terms of freedom. And frankly, passengers have less rights than a prisoner of war per the Geneva Convention, and that's what's bizarre and absurd about this whole cause. And what most people think, why should we have to ask? But now we need Congress to mandate basic minimum human standards, because the airlines won't take on that they have to provide that. They treat passengers like cargo.
Kate, we obviously have this recent example in Minnesota. There was the Valentine's Day fiasco with JetBlue in New York a couple of years ago. And, of course, famously, the Northwest incident in Detroit, which I believe is what sparked your activism in this issue. But how frequent does this happen? I know in your Bill of Rights you want tarmac delays and passengers trapped in planes to last no longer than 3 hours. So how often does it go longer than 3 hours?
Well, let me give you an example. In June, per the government statistics, which don't include international flights and don't include the small codeshare partners, just the government statistics for this June state that 278 planes sat for 3 to 8 hours on the tarmac. 278 just for June. That's government statistics. We know that doesn't include everything. It's probably about 50% of what actually happened. But it's happening every day, 5-6 times a day at least. And someone somewhere is sitting on a tarmac wondering why Congress hasn't set any minimum standards for them to get off a plane. And I'm very concerned because the Senate bill that we have moving before Congress has the 3-hour maximum. The House bill that has already been passed to the floor does not. It leaves it up to the airlines to set their own standard for how long they're going to hold passengers. And all of the investigations that have been done by the Inspector General for the Department of Transportation, the FAA, the Government Accountability Office, they all have stated not only would the airlines be more efficient if a minimum standard or a maximum standard were passed so that passengers knew when they can get off, but also that to a passenger, it doesn't really matter which airline you're on. 3 hours is a long time.
Kate, obviously that's one of the hallmarks of your push for an airline passenger's Bill of Rights. What other components do you think ought to be involved in any final legislation that Congress approves?
Well, it's great that you ask, because on the Senate side, much to my delight and our delight, we got more than we asked for. I don't know that I've ever heard anyone say that about Congress, but we got more than we asked for. And what I mean by that is that it truly, in a bipartisan way, Senator Thune submitted some legislation that would, at the point of purchase, chronically delayed and chronically canceled flights would be noted before you buy your ticket. So you'd know if you're about to purchase a ticket on a flight that's notoriously late or is always canceled. Senator Lautenberg got some language in the bill that states that the Department of Transportation should investigate nearly all complaints that come in instead of the few legislated items like bumping and baggage that they now investigate, that and they're appropriating funds for that in the Senate bill. This Senate bill is a mammoth bill. We believe that everything that is in there, the three-hour maximum, the essential needs for passengers on the tarmac, that every airport should have an emergency plan. Every airport in America should at least have one person that you can call, that either the passengers or the airline could call to say there's a plane stuck and we need you to open your doors so that we can get in the middle of the night. And that's all included in the Senate bill and ought to become part of law. And we don't think we're asking too much.
What about on-the-ground service on the plane? I watched the interview that you did with the CBS Morning Show along with one of the passengers on the Minnesota flight, and there was no food available. The toilets weren't functioning. Obviously, this wouldn't be as big of an issue if there were a three-hour limit, but if, in fact, the plane is on the ground for at least 2 or 3 hours, what should be expected of the crew and of the airline?
Well, what would be mandated in the Boxer Snow legislation, which is our mammoth bill that we are so supportive of, is that they would be provided with food on demand, water, potable water. Their toilets would have to be serviced. The trash receptacles would have to be cleaned, and any medical needs that anyone has have to be addressed. And that is during any point in that 3 hours. Any point before they actually would have to get off, be given the option to get off the plane. No one would have to get off a plane, but they would be given the option. The big argument on the part of the airlines that it might have unintended consequences, which is what they've been saying for 2.5 years, we've completely busted that myth. There are buses that can go out and get people. Had the pilot in the Rochester incident even made a phone call to ask for the plane to be serviced, those toilets would have been usable. They would have been able to bring out by bus food and potable water to that plane.
Kate, you mentioned that there's a House bill that you don't like nearly as much as the Senate bill. Do you expect there to be a reconciliation here and a piece of legislation by the end of this Congress?
The latest possible time I've heard for having this on the president's desk is Christmas. It's supposed to be a must-pass bill by September 30th. The last Congress, you know, kicked the can down the road to this Congress. And now this Congress is doing this slow delay and, you know, kind of keeping it waiting, which is very disturbing to us. These incidents keep happening every day. We're a nonprofit organization that operates only on the donations of our members. We've got about 26,000 members, and we're just sort of stunned that with the number of these events that Congress hasn't taken the bull by the horns and been more proactive about getting, because we're in a larger bill, the FAA reauthorization bill, but we do have standalone bills, and they're still not pushing those standalones as hard as they are the bills in the FAA bill, because the FAA bill is supposed to be a must-pass bill. But that must-pass hasn't mattered for 3 years. They've been kicking the can down the road and not addressing these passenger rights issues individually, but including them in a larger bill. And I'm told that that's because it's a must-pass bill. But if it's a must-pass bill, why haven't they been passing it? You know? And September 30th is the cutoff. Now, here's what they could do, and this is what we're going to push for. They could put our language in the extension if they extend it, and it would immediately become law on September 30th. That's an option.
Kate, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, please send everyone to flyersrights.org so that they can find out how to take care of themselves on the tarmac.
Absolutely. Flyersrights.org. That's FlyersRights.org. Kate, again, we appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks so much.
Kate Hanai is executive director of flyersrights.org. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.